back again at Riverside International Raceway, and I want to tell you, this is some experience. I'm actually in the pace car on the final pace lap before the start of this race. The field of 30 cars strung out behind us. Here's the way they line up. On the first row, on the pole, Dan Gurney, and alongside him, Mario Andretti, leading in the battle for the USAC championship. In row two, Joe Leonard in the turban and Al Unser. Row three, Mark Donahue, the fine sports car driver, and Jack Brabham of Australia. Row four, Jerry Titus and A.J. Foyt. Row five, Bobby Unser, who must almost win this race today in order to come from behind and win the USAC championship. And alongside him is the other turban driven by Art Pollard. Row six is Dr. Lou Sell of California and Gordon Johncock. Then we have Ronnie Bucknam and Lloyd Ruby. Behind them, John Cannon and Peter Revson of New York. Row nine, Johnny Rutherford and Skip Scott. Then George Palmer and Wally Dallenbach. Mike Mosley and Gary Bettenhausen. Roger McCluskey and Jimmy Malloy. Row 13, Silly Vukovic and Rick Mother. In 14, Sam Sessions and Arnie Knapper. And in row 15, rounding out the field, Jimmy McElreath and E.J. Bill Simpson.
And this, Roger, is a maneuver that always puzzled me. What exactly are these fellows doing now?
Well, all of these cars are starting with brand new tires on, and the important thing is to get the sharp edges off those tires so that they'll get proper traction when they enter that first turn.
Okay, and now back to Jim McKay in the pace car.
Now we're into the straightaway, headed for the start line. The pace car pulling off, and there they go behind us. We're going to get a start.
Now we call the race action. Here's Chris Economaki along with Roger Ward.
And the start, and Mario Andretti outdrags Dan Gurney, but only for a moment, as last year's winner pushes his all-sight eagle into the lead going into turn two. Andretti second, Al Unser third, and the turban driven by Joe Leonard is fourth. 30 cars with 116 laps to go in this Rex Mays 300. And here's Gurney now, closely pursued by Andretti in turn six, making the 180 and going down now into the blind turn seven, one of the toughest turns on the circuit. They're strung out. All got safely through the first half of the turns on this 2.6-mile circuit. And don't forget, Mario Andretti shooting for his third national championship. Naturally, he wants to win the race. He's trying to keep Bobby Unser behind him. Unser is deep in the field at this point. Down the long, high-speed backstretch, and here's where the brakes are going to get the brutal beating. It's tough here, isn't it, Roger?
It certainly is, because actually they're running about 180 miles an hour, and they have to slow down to about 80 to enter this turn.
Now we can see Mark Donahue moving up past the turban. Mark Donahue and Roger Penske's Eagle Chevy has taken Joe Leonard in the turban to move up to fourth place. Gurney in car number 48 is the leader. Andretti is second. Al Unser in the four-wheel drive. Lola Ford is third. And Donahue is now fourth with the turban driven by Joe Leonard having dropped to fifth place as they start another turn of this very difficult and demanding racetrack. Andretti has Jerry Titus in car 64, who is running right behind Leonard in the turban. Titus will be Andretti's backup driver if he should need a second automobile. This situation happened here last year, so Andretti has come to the track protected with an insurance machine. 30 cars in the contest, winding their way through the S's, and now up to turn six, one of the most exciting corners on the... Oops, there's some trouble. Jack Brabham, the world champion, off the track, and then back on it again, and through expert handling, the balance of the field all go around him. He's okay. He's pulling his car off the track. He's driving a machine that he designed and built himself, a three-time world champion in trouble early here in this Rex Mays 300. Gurney continues to set the pace. His engine fitted with cylinder heads he designed and built himself. It's a stock block engine, and it's a little bit humiliating for the boys behind with those special racing engines, isn't it, Roger?
Well, you might think so. However, that's as much a racing engine as the ones behind, believe me.
And Gurney down the long straightaway. Tremendous speed here. Brakes getting hit very hard by the leaders. Donahue trying to improve his position there.
And Titus almost losing it.
Jerry Titus.
There's a car in trouble.
That's Lou Sell, and the wheel is torn off the car as it goes off the track. Sell, the SCCA Formula A champion, is off the track at the end of that long back straightaway. What do you think happened, Roger?
Well, it appears to me as though there might have been a little oil or something on the course because several cars got in trouble. However, he probably just applied the brakes too hard.
And it looks as though fire has broken out. The thing that every race driver dreads in the event of an accident. There's the car upside down and broken in half. You think he's inside of it, Roger?
Yes, Chris, I'm afraid he is. These cars are very difficult to get out of. They have shoulder harnesses and seat belts to keep the drivers in, and I'm afraid he's still pinned underneath that race car.
Well, Dr. Lou Sell, he's a practicing dentist from Fullerton, California, And the car is an Eagle Ford that's owned by television comedian Dickie Smothers. Himself been very active in SCCA racing, and this year was their Formula A champion. Similar automobile, a little bit different. But let's hope that he's going to be okay. And we'll be back to check on Sal in a moment. But the racing continues because the accident is off the racetrack. And there, Mark Donahue closes on Mario Andretti in second place. Dan Gurney is still the leader as they pass the accident scene. The yellow flag is out, which means slow down, but passing is permitted here where it is not in oval track racing. One may pass, and that's just what Mario Andretti is trying to do to leader Dan Gurney. On the inside, and he makes good the pass. And we have a new leader now in this national championship Indianapolis car race. Mario Andretti pushing Dan Gurney back to second. And Mark Donahue, another SCCA star, winner of the road racing championship this year, in third place. In fourth place is Al Unser in the four-wheel drive Lola, then Joe Leonard in the turbine. And now the fire is out. The attendants are flipping that Eagle Ford over. It's broken in two pieces, and I'm certainly afraid of what we're going to see now. And there's Sal in the car. He's putting his goggles down. He's reaching up. He appears to be conscious, and he's going to get out of the car, of course. Well, that's a great pleasant surprise, isn't it, Roger?
Well, it certainly is. Of course, his fire protective uniform and that helmet and some of the other things have protected him, but he must be hurt rather badly. However, he is getting out himself, which is certainly a good sign.
Well, the roll bar, I'm sure, was a big point there. Kept the weight of the car off of him. And there you can see his suit is burned away. They wear flameproof underwear under that suit. And there Mario Andretti and Dan Gurney continue the battle. Well, that's good news for Dr. Lou Sell. We'll be taken to the hospital, of course, and we'll have a report on him later in the show. But right now, the race. And here's the action is furious in turn nine as they head into the main straightaway. Close going and heavy traffic here. Dan Gurney, number 48, last year's winner, and the Olsenite Eagle setting a hot pace. We'll be back for more action in just a moment. The other man involved in the battle for the national championship, Bobby Unser, has had trouble and gone off the road. He's back in 13th position. And Mario Andretti in car number two leads. We talked to Mario before the race about the championship.
Well, Mario, it was a year ago this weekend when the circumstances were pretty much the same, a close battle for the national championship. And you had your bad luck then. What kind of plans have you made in case bad luck should strike today?
Well, I think I have couple of three backup cars that I'll have to use as insurance, and one of these is my very own car by Overseas National Airways. They let us run through this trip, so I just hope I don't need them, that's all.
What about the plan for the race, Maria? Do you drive it the same way you drive any other race, or because the championship is at stake, do you do it differently?
Well, I think I'll have to keep thinking about the championship itself because it's so necessary that I finish the race. And if it takes too much strain to be up front or even lead the race, I think I'll just have to cool it a bit and play it smart, so to speak, and try to just hold it in there. It's not the way I like to go racing. I don't think it's the way anyone likes to go racing, but that's the way it's shaping up, and that's the way I have to go.
Well, Chris, it doesn't look as though he's cooling it very much right now because he does have a rather substantial lead as he enters turn seven. And, of course, this is the blind turn, which can give these drivers a little problem once in a while. Now down the back straightaway, and Gurney passes him as they enter turn nine.
Boy, that Gurney really knows how to drive this Riverside Raceway. They say he owns the racetrack. He's won five of six 500-mile stock car races here and won the first running of this race last year. That's Jim McElreath behind, headed for the pits with a canted front wheel. And Gurney, once again, is out in front. It's a hometown track for Gurney. The fans really love this fellow from Costa Mesa now and have signs all around the track, go Dan and Dan Gurney for president and things like that. There's a turbine, and Mario Andretti's backup car, number 64, driven by Jerry Titus, right behind it. Andy Granatelli, the designer and builder of the turbine, says this is their last race. He doesn't like next year's rules.
And Chris, there's a car out of control.
That's Arnie Knepper, number 19, sliding off into the soft infield area. Softer than a guardrail, eh, Roger?
It certainly is. You might say he used the escape route there.
Well, Dan Gurney, number 48, continues to lead in his Olsenite Eagle. He's approaching turn seven now. They take the mid-track line. Let's go back and look up the line taken by these cars in slow motion.
Well, Chris, you'll see
as we go to slow motion that the cars take several different lines through this turn. And, of course, the reason for that is that the cars might be set up differently. And, of course, each car is trying to pass the other one or something. Besides that, quite often a driver will take a different line in this turn so that he'll be set up for the next one. As you can see, one turbine comes in tight, the other one quite a bit wider.
Well, that's what makes road racing interesting, the various lines that the drivers take. And now back to full speed action on that long back straightaway. Gurney in the middle of the road, headed for turn nine, and this shot from the Goodyear flip. Now, the fight for second place between Mario Andretti and Mark Donahue. And Donahue outbreaks Andretti and moves into the number two spot. So we have two road racers in the one and two positions in this championship race now. 300 miles, and Mark Donahue, who's only driven in one such race of this type before, is certainly showing to advantage here this afternoon. And here's a look at Bobby Unser. He's now up to 11th place, trying to move into 10th. It's held by Sam Sessions, who's in the only turbocharged Offie in the race. A lot of action and a lot of speed here at Riverside International Raceway. Gurney going around a slower car. Jim Malloy in car 67 now finds himself one lap off the pace. Winding around through the gears, tough on the all hands shifting, Roger, isn't it?
Yes, I've seen drivers come out of a race like this with many blisters on their hands.
Al Unser goes around a car and loses control and backs into the hay bales in turn nine. And boy, thank goodness for the hay bales. Al's driving the George Bignotti prepared four-wheel drive Lola Ford, and I'm sure that solid hit has eliminated it from, yes, it is eliminated from further competition. But what's nice about a four-wheel drive car, Roger, you can drive these damaged cars back to the pits.
Well, on some occasions you can, and that right rear wheel looks like it's almost a fall off, but of course the other wheels are pulling him along in pretty good shape.
Unser's a driver who was battling with Lloyd Ruby for third position in the standings. He's got a backup car in the race. It's on the course now, handled by Skip Scott. We'll be back for more of this race after this message. But he's under pressure from Mark Donahue at number 12. Gurney's Olsenite Eagle averaging 111.955 miles an hour, a record speed for this stage of the event. Third place belongs to Mario Andretti. Fourth to Joe Leonard, the number 60 turbine, followed closely by Jerry Titus. Here's Titus and A.J. Foyt, and the other turbine driven by Art Pollard, who's in a little bit of trouble here. Dido's out, and then in and gets off the road, but recovers and goes back into the competition. Bobby Unser's been working his way through traffic beautifully since we last saw him, and is now coming up to put some pressure on A.J. Foyt. Unser's getting closer and closer to Mario Andretti in this battle for the national championship. Now, Unser tries to get by Foyt down the long back straightaway. Rick Muther, and he goes between Muther and Foyt to advance one position. Unser, the Indianapolis winner, has had terrible luck since the May 30th Classic. But he's on his way now. The track is thinning out as cars fall by the wayside. Not too much traffic. And hop, here's a tough break for Mario Andretti. His backup driver, Jerry Titus, pulls off the track with a broken suspension, and Mario's insurance policy lapses. There's Andretti in the number two car, lying third behind Gurney and Donahue. Oops, Donahue's off the road, hits a tire, and damages the front end, and he'll be out of the race. This puts Mario up in second position. Joe Leonard in the turbine, number 60, is now third, and Bobby Unser, the challenger for the championship, has moved into fourth position in number three. What a race we're seeing today, Jim. By Jim Malone, and Dan Gurney has won this Indianapolis Car Championship race at Riverside. Holds his hand high, takes the flag to win his second straight here on this 2.6-mile track. There's the flag being displayed over the entire field. Second place goes to Bobby Unser in car number three, and third will be the number 25 car, which was started by Lloyd Ruby and taken over late in the race by Mario Andretti in his quest for the championship. There he is right now. And here's Dan, the winner, at a record speed of 111.689 miles an hour. He broke his own record set last year. He won $18,050 of the $85,000 purse. A great triumph and a popular one among the hometown fans. Sponsor Ozzie Olsen runs over, as do the well-wishers. And here comes Bobby Unser now, the second place man, heads into pit lane. Roger, I see you've been scribbling with your pencil. How do the points tally?
Well, unofficially, it appears to me that Bobby Unser has won the championship by about 6 points.
Well, if that's right, it'll be the closest finish in USAC history. And now, we'll be back in a moment for a word with Dan Gurney.
Big day for you.
Thank you, Chris.
You stayed out of trouble all the way, didn't you? Like you said, you were gonna... Oh, yes, it wasn't easy.
Well, you pressed it all during the race.
Well, I was worried about my brakes more than anything. And that was what was holding me back. So I think if I had been pressed, I would have tried harder. Now we'll have to see how much brakes we would have had.
You must be a happy man. It's your car, it's your engine, and certainly it's your racetrack.
It's mostly Ford engine. We just put our heads on it.
And Bobby Unser, the winner in a hard-fought championship battle by only 6 points over Mario Andretti. His brother Al Unser beat out...